Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, today I'm not your only trainer. I'm here with Neil Pyer. He is a nationally noted expert on fitness and personal training. And together, Neil and I are offering you our new series called Your In-Home Trainer. We are going to be your in-home trainer, and today is leg day. So we're going to start with your leg exercises. Get your shoes on, get your podcasts ready, because here we go. Neil, best exercises. Let's start with the quadriceps, the front of the thighs. Women always want to make sure we don't have those wrinkly knees. So let's hit it with the front of the thighs, your favorite exercise.
I think one of my favorites that most people do on a regular basis, just functioning on a day-to-day basis, is a lunge, a forward lunge in particular, which really hits the quadriceps, that's the front of the thighs. To do it effectively and safely, you can start with both feet planted next to each other, hands on your hips, and you're going to take a giant, going back to kindergarten, you're going to take a giant step forward. And as you step forward, you plant that foot in front. You can use your arms forward to balance if you need, and then drop the back knee, the knee of the back foot, down towards the floor. As you drop it down, you're bending the knee, the front knee forward, and lunging forward. Most of the load is going to be on your quadricep in front. Once you get down to the bottom, the back knee almost to the floor, you're going to push off that opposite heel, the front heel, the heel of the front foot. You're going to push off that heel and come back to standing position. Now, you can repeat it on the same side or alternate it, but depending on your like and dislike.
Now, I actually, Neil, prefer back lunges to take that step back because I don't like the knee to go forward over the toes. And with people doing forward lunges, I feel that they are more inclined. So, listeners, you can do it either way, but make sure that that knee, as you take your lunge and go down with the back leg, does not go forward over your first and second toes. The front leg cannot go forward over the first and second toe. So as you lunge down, your knee stays as much as possible at a 90-degree angle from your foot. So you do your lunges 10 times each side, or you can alternate sides. Now, gradually progressing, making the exercise a little bit harder, Neil. What, off a stair?
Same side over and over as opposed to alternating. You can also hold on to any type of weight. It could be a suitcase, whatever you have handy to add load to the movement. Now, going back to what you just said as far as the front, I use the rear lunge as a modification. So in other words, I would start someone off with a front lunge. If they have an issue with the knee, if they have an issue with not being able to take as long a step, to prevent that knee from going over once you plant, then I revert over to a rear lunge, which will get you a similar benefit. So you're absolutely right. You want to try to tweak it as you need, depending on your abilities.
So we want to make sure that your form is good. So lunges.
Right.
We're going to try and get through at least one exercise for each body part that we're covering today. Today is leg day. We're doing quadriceps, front of the thighs, hamstrings, back of the thighs, and calves. So hamstrings, Neil, give us your best hamstring exercise.
My absolute favorite, and this all goes back to one of my favorite topics in exercise, which is all hinging and being able to hinge effectively at the hip joint. That means that you can bend forward, for example, at the hip while maintaining a nice neutral or straight, quote-unquote, spine as you're coming forward. Not always easy to do, but it's imperative if you really want to hit those glutes and at the same time maintain a nice and safe lower back during the exercise. Good mornings are done. You can have your feet hip-width apart. If you can picture yourself either with your arms across your chest, hands at your hips, hands behind your head to alter the load, increase the load the further the higher your arms go, you're going to hinge at the hips and bend forward. Now, you only bend forward as far as your body will allow. That means your hamstrings will allow you to hinge forward at the hips while your hamstrings are eccentrically loading. They're being stretched and at the same time under load, and then you're going to come and return back to a standing position. If your back, if your lower back goes from a neutral position to a flex position, you've gone too far. That's what you want to
look. So you want to make sure this good morning exercise is our exercise number 2 for your hamstrings. We've got lunges for your quadriceps. Hamstrings, we've got the good morning exercise. Your hands are at your hips or across your chest or holding weights, and you are bending forward at the waist with soft knees always, chest up, back straight, and then coming back up. You will feel the stretch in your hamstrings, and you will feel your hamstrings after doing this exercise 10 times. And we'll talk about gradual progression in a minute, because I would like to remind you we will put up photos of these exercises so you can listen to it, do it with us, and see the photos at the same time. Calves, Neil. I like a good old-fashioned calf raise. Off the stair, off a stepper, just plain on the floor, up and down on your toes, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what the calves do. They do what we call plantar flexion, or pressing down and extending your toes down while your body's being lifted up, your heels are being lifted up off the floor. So heel raises are actually the perfect exercise. Now, you can do them. Most people have something they can step on, whether it's a little step stool or a box or something, or just steps. If they're in their house, they have steps going upstairs, use that bottom step so that you're able to put the ball of your foot, ball of your feet, you can do them with your feet together, balls of your feet on the step, right on the edge of the step, and allow your heels to lower below the step. When you hit a comfortable extend position like that, then you're going to flex your calves and lift your heels upwards, going up onto the balls of your feet. Hold that for a split second, and then bring it right back down and repeat, doing repetitions like that.
And then you can
also,
if you don't
have a step,
you
can do it flat on the floor.
You can do it flat on the floor, and if you want to make it harder, you can do it 1 foot at a time. So take the other foot, tuck it up around the other foot, and go up and down on the one ball of your foot, up and down on your toes, just up and down for your calves. You'll know what we're talking about when you start doing this, up and down on your toes. You can hold a weight in one hand and go up and down. That adds a little resistance. You can do it off the stair, going down below the stair, and then for extra difficulty level, go up and down off that stair on 1 foot, and then switch to the other. You'll feel the burning in the back of the calf, so just to reiterate, calf raises, up and down off the balls of your feet, on a stair, flat on the floor, on 1 foot. You can do it 10 times on each side, 20 times on each side. Lunges, stepping forward onto the front foot. Don't let the knee go over your first and second toe. You can do that 10 times on each leg or alternate legs. If you need to modify it, step backward onto that other leg. Let your knee go almost all the way down to the ground. You can make that exercise much harder by, again, doing it off a stair, taking a step down, back, and reaching down to the floor with that knee, the back knee, and you'll feel it in the front of your thigh. And then the third exercise Neil discussed were good morning exercises for your hamstrings, bending forward at the waist, stretching the back of the thighs, keeping your knees soft, your back straight, and your chest up, coming up and down until you feel that stretch in the back of your thighs. So these are your exercises. Neil, did I miss anything? We have about 30 seconds.
Nope, you've got it. The one thing that you always want to be aware of is if you have problems executing the movement due to balance or pain or anything like that, don't do it. Stop. There's always a modification or an alternate exercise you can do to get to the goals that you're trying to achieve without hurting yourself.
Rock on. Neil just gave our disclaimer for our new series of Your In-Home Trainer with Neil and Melanie right here on Radio MD. We will put some pictures up so you can see pictures of these exercises and do them along right with us. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, and stay well.